confidence at the White House.
He's in office, he's going to remain in office, and he'll get reelected.
Mueller report gives Democrats a roadmap.
The legislative branch has a responsibility of oversight.
Strong storms batter the South.
I heard what I thought was thunder, and then I felt the house shake.
20 years after Columbine.
Since that day, hope has redefined me.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The White House declares victory. Democrats insist the battle is still on. It's the morning after the release of the redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The 448-page report displays repeated efforts to block or end the investigation. It finds no collusion, but it details links between people close to President Trump and Russians. There's no decision on the question of obstruction of justice, but it does cite specific instances that raised concerns. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
Mueller's account details roughly 2 years of chaos in which Mr. Trump struggled to respond to the Russia investigation and cites 10 episodes that could possibly constitute obstruction. In one example, the report states that in June 2017, the president called former White House counsel Don McGahn at least twice and told him to have the special counsel fired. The report says the president's efforts to influence the investigation were mostly unsuccessful, but that is largely because the persons who surrounded the president declined to carry out orders or accede to his requests.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes says Democrats are pushing ahead with their investigations into the president.
Democrats are now vowing to pick up where Mueller left off. They say that he gave them a roadmap of sorts to pursue their own obstruction of justice investigation. Here's what Mueller said on page 8 of the report. Quote, "We concluded that Congress has authority to prohibit a president's corrupt use of his authority in order to protect the integrity of the administration of justice." There are already multiple congressional committees calling on Robert Mueller to testify here on Capitol Hill, and Barr himself is going to get grilled about his choices in early May.
The White House press secretary says the report exonerates the president, but CBS's Stephen Portnoy says it does raise some new questions about her.
The section of the report focusing on the firing of James Comey seems to call the press secretary out on a lie.
The rank and file of the FBI had lost confidence in their director.
In May of 2017, Sarah Sanders said she'd heard from countless FBI agents and employees, and she told CBS This Morning.
There was a near, like, uprising after Comey from members of the FBI.
But the Mueller report says when investigators interviewed Sanders last year, she told them her remarks, spread out over two separate days, amounted to a slip of the tongue in the heat of the moment. The report says Sanders told investigators her claims that the rank and file had lost confidence in Comey were not founded on anything. Today, she tells CBS This Morning, she didn't mean to say countless.
The sentiment is 100% accurate. The FBI is a better place without James Comey.
And Sanders insists the president has never asked her to lie.
At least two deaths are blamed on violent weather that crashed through the deep South. Multiple tornadoes were reported in several states. This man lives outside Houston.
It just kind of kept on rolling. My wife was in the bathroom. It threw me into the wall and then out the window.
In Jackson, Mississippi, trees brought down power lines.
We suddenly heard the big crack and then a giant thud.
Tens of thousands don't have power in several states. In the Denver area, a lot of people are thinking about the nightmare that unfolded 20 years ago tomorrow.
Around me got shot, and I begged him for 10 minutes not to shoot me.
The massacre at Columbine High School in Littleton left 12 students and a teacher dead. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Survivors we spoke with are apparently done with trying to figure out why two boys would shoot up their school.
I also think it's a question that can never be answered. We don't know why they did what they did.
Michelle Wheeler teaches middle school in the district. She says she started telling her young daughter about Columbine a little bit at a time.
The hardest day of my life was sending her to kindergarten. I had no idea what I was doing, why I was letting her go. And every day still is a struggle.
Wheeler says that struggle goes far beyond school.
We'll be in the doctor's office or King Supers or somewhere, and I'll say, show me five places where you'll hide. Because it could happen anywhere, and I want her to be prepared. And I think it makes me feel prepared.
Principal Frank DeAngelis kept his promise to see every student who was in the system at the time make it to graduation.
We have mourned the death of our beloved 13, but it is so important as we look at the 20-year remembrance. We need to celebrate their lives, even though they were taken too shortly.
Peter King, CBS News.
Researchers say they believe they pinpointed the virus that may have caused the rare polio-like paralysis in children. More than 200 cases were reported in the U.S. last year. It's hoped the development could lead to a treatment. Overseas, investigators are trying to put the pieces together in the fire-scarred Notre Dame Cathedral.
Police officials suggest the likely cause was an electrical short circuit. The roof area where the fire started was undergoing renovation work, and the Paris prosecutor's office says it believes that may be how the fire began. Parts of the structure are still unstable, so investigators have not yet been given full access to the interior. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Today is Good Friday.
Thousands of pilgrims are crowding into the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, here in Jerusalem's Old City. They are retracing the footsteps of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. The faithful, many carrying big wooden crosses, have come from all over the world. This group is from Germany. Robert Berger, CBS News on the Via Dolorosa, Jerusalem.
The National Enquirer is being sold to the former head of the airport newsstand Hudson News. Sale price not revealed. Ever since the 9/11 attacks, the New York Yankees in the seventh inning of every home game have called on Kate Smith.
God bless America.
But that familiar version of the song has been pulled from the lineup because of allegations of racism in some of the late singer's 1930s recordings. An organ version of the song was played last night. A DNA testing company has done some backtracking.
Abigail, we can escape to the north.
Ancestry.com's commercial featured a white man proposing to a black woman in the slavery era. It targeted viewers curious about their own possible mixed-race backgrounds. Critics say it was fraught with the power dynamic between slave owners and their slaves. The company has apologized and pulled the spot. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Back in 1961, the first American woman passed astronaut testing. There's word that pilot who pushed for equality in space but never made it there has died at 88. Jerry Cobb was the first of 13 women who passed the test for the Mercury program, but seven men flew the missions. The first American woman in space was Sally Ride in 1983. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.